rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
Tuesday here in the program. Glad to have you here. If you didn't see the headline, let me share it with you. 14 states hit record low unemployment. You know, and the funny thing about that is, if you watch a lot of the reports from NBC and CNN in recent months, they were giving the impression, in fact, they weren't not the impression, they're flat out saying, you know, the states that voted for Trump were paying a price for that, getting punished financially and economically. Absolutely not true. States that have record low unemployment are across the board. Hawaii, 2.1%. Idaho, no state redder than Idaho, 2.9%. Kentucky, bright red, 4%. Maine, 2.7%. Mississippi, 4.5%. Wisconsin, 2.9%. The list goes on. My next guest, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you.
I mean, that's a big headline, and we're going to get to the Supreme Court on internet taxes here, but that is a big headline. It speaks volumes of what's going on in this country as far as getting the economy up and running, does it not?
It does. I look forward to actually seeing it in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Yeah, good luck with that. But it is interesting to note that these unemployment numbers are across the country, 14 different states with all-time record unemployment rates. I mean, how do you not give that a positive headline?
You talk about Russia or something else. there's very good economic news. What was interesting was that our friends on the left were quite convinced there was absolutely no way you could ever have more than 2% growth. And the proof of that was, you know, that the Obama administration, which was perfect in every way, couldn't get more than 2% growth. And so they announced that was the new normal. There was some reason for it. It was technological. It was something. It was in the... And remember back in 1980, we were told that there were limits to growth, and all the smart people in the entire world got together, kind of like the UN, and they decided that there was no more growth anymore. And what we needed to do now was divide what people have between... You know, the government would divide wealth, assets, jobs, the limited amount of stuff that was going to be there. Because, you know, we didn't have enough energy, we didn't have enough this, we didn't have enough that, and they couldn't get more. Peak oil. There was less oil every year from now on. This is 1980. And 79, 80. And then Reagan gets elected, cuts taxes, does some deregulation, a fair amount of deregulation, does some reduction in spending, not as much as we needed. The Democrats had the House of Representatives. And then growth took off.
Boom.
And it was terribly embarrassing to the left. And so they wanted to talk about something else all the time. And we have the same situation now. You know, the guys, you know, Nobel Prize winners announced when the Republicans said we were assuming 3% growth. And we did that in order to not seem like we were, you know, overselling our product. But everybody believed we could do better than 3%. Reagan had 4% during his presidency.
Well, you know, and this is why, you know, the Nobel Prize means less and less because of who gets. I mean, Paul Krugman being a Nobel Prize laureate speaks volumes. And by the way, what you said is exactly right. It's the best Obama can do. Therefore, that must be the best anybody can do, which is complete nonsense, right? I mean,
that
was the mindset. All right. So let's shift to the Supreme Court case, South Dakota versus Wayfair, involving the question whether politicians in one state can tax people living in another state. This is going to be a big case coming down, isn't it?
It is. And this is actually not about taxing, putting sales taxes on internet sales. That's what they talk about. It's actually about nexus, or which is a fancy word for physical presence. And that is, present law, present Supreme Court interpretation is that one state cannot tax another state, it cannot tax a business in another state, unless that business has a physical presence in their state. So Alabama can't tax a business in Kentucky and say, send us money. Why? Well, among other things, nobody in that business in Kentucky gets to vote in Alabama. So that's kind of odd and leads to all sorts of abuses. So the people who want to tax internet sales, what they do is they say, you know what? It's not fair that somebody sells, used to be catalogs, by the way, the original North Dakota case, Quill, which the Supreme Court said you can't do this, was about catalogs. It's not about technology. It's about, can you export your taxes to business people, to workers, to a company in another state? And if you can export your sales taxes, what about income taxes? What about corporate income taxes? This is really about the ability of loser states, states that have taxed themselves half to death, states that have scared people away.
States like California, know, Illinois, New York, whatever, would try to extend the long arm of the tax man into where I live in Michigan and elsewhere, is what you're saying.
Bingo. That is exactly what this is about. And I have fought for more than 25 years against the idea of exporting tax, of taxation without representation. We had a little skirmish about that with the British when the Brits did it. Now the liberals want to do it here in the United States. So it's always the same fight, friends of government versus friends of liberty. During the Revolutionary War, friends of liberty, sons of liberty, were the American patriots, and the Tories were called friends of government.
I want to be clear about something here, though, Grover. Grover Norquist, yeah, with us, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. This is not about a sales tax. You say that's a different item. Be clear about this so we understand exactly what this could entail.
Sure. What brought it to the Supreme Court's attention is a law passed in South Dakota. Last time was North Dakota. This time it's South Dakota. Really, I should be one state. But anyway, in South Dakota, that says we insist that we should be able to tax businesses in another state on sales taxes. Okay, that's the law. But if you pass that, if the Supreme Court said yes to that, they are also saying yes to income taxes and corporate income taxes, because the decision is, do you need physical presence? Does a business have to have a factory, an office in your state in order to tax it? So while they talk about sales taxes, the principle involved also applies to business taxes, corporate income taxes, personal income taxes. You know, some states, California went after a guy for years and years saying, yes, you invented your product in Nevada, but we think you thought of it when you were in California, so we want 11%.
And they want it, and they just come back. And of course, California is broke because they have made a lot of bad decisions for a lot of years collectively and towards collectivism, if you will.
$169 billion in unfunded liabilities for their pension. $169 billion that they promised people in pensions. They don't have the money.
Well, their overall debt is over $1 trillion in California. $1.2 trillion is the California debt now totaled. According to reports that I've seen, Grover. So it doesn't. The news doesn't get any better. Grover Norquist, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Good to be with you.
Always, always, always. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, and a great contributor to the Steve Gruber Show, illuminating the things that confuse even I on occasion. 41 after. We're going to take a quick break and take a breather after that. I'll tell you how. Stay with me on the Steve Gruber Show.